Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we are on the phone today with Blair Bobier. And can you hear me, Blair?
I can, Casey. Good morning.
Good. I'm glad technology is serving us today and we can hear each other. Wow, good morning, Blair. Thanks for coming on the program. A little bit of backstory, in the County Commissioner's office, many calls come to the Board of Commissioners, and I, over the years, have directed lots of calls to Legal Aid Services of Oregon. But, you know, Blair, through the wildfire is definitely where I had the most interface with Legal Aid Services that I had ever had, and actually talking to staff and seeing the services you were providing to wildfire survivors. You know, Blair, I just was kind of curious, is wildfire relief something that was traditionally part of the Legal Aid Services toolkit?
Traditionally, no, but I think that's one of the really great things about our organization is that we've been able to be somewhat nimble and respond to situations like we've been doing recently with the eviction moratorium and threat of eviction for so many different tenants out there. So when the wildfire situation happened and, of course, was, you know, affected folks not only in Lincoln County but up in the Cascades and in Southern Oregon as well, our organization, along with the Oregon Law Center, a sister nonprofit legal services organization, we got together and set up a statewide entity that was there to specifically help with wildfire survivors. So that was something that really just kind of happened in the moment, and we were able to respond and provide support to agencies like yours, and more importantly, just to folks in the community who needed the help.
Yeah, Blair, were there any particular lessons learned that stand out in your mind? A client, for example, who has gone through a wildfire experience, where are the similarities to kind of your traditional services provided? What made that different?
You know, I'd say both the time factor, because things just happened and no one expected it, and the extent of the need, because people, as you know, were left with next to nothing. And so it was really just kind of helping people in some instances start over from scratch, and that required helping people get documents. You know, people lost driver's licenses, their cards to get food stamp assistance, birth certificates, all sorts of things. So our staff who were working on those issues really had to stretch out and do things that they hadn't done before that we typically don't do for clients. But again, we just had to be responsive and nimble and just do what folks needed.
Yeah. Well, so much appreciated. Numerous outreach events I felt like I observed on our end, trying to meet people where they were at in those circumstances. So, you know, really appreciate that you stayed nimble, and that, well, I would assume you are nimble, and maybe we can rewind a little bit, Blair, and talk about Legal Aid Services of Oregon and just a general overview. Can you kind of give us an idea of what is Legal Aid Services?
Yeah, so Legal Aid is a nonprofit organization that provides civil legal services to low-income people. And so the civil legal services basically leaves it open to just about anything except criminal cases. So we don't do anything with criminal law. We do help folks with getting their records expunged, but that's not considered to be criminal law by the federal regulators who help to fund our program. So we are a civil legal program. We get funding from different foundations. We get funding, thank you, from the county and from the state and from the federal government. And our Newport office, we're a very small office. We're typically 3 to 4 people and about 1.5 full-time attorneys. And we provide services throughout Lincoln County. There are a number of other offices around the state, and basically we serve people regionally. We have a couple of specialty programs, one that serves Native American community throughout Oregon, and then we have one that serves farm workers. So other than those two kind of specialty programs, everything is regionally based. And we work on all sorts of cases. In Lincoln County, really because of the housing crunch, and as you know, there's less than 1% vacancy rate, and we have folks who work seasonally. A lot of the housing stock is tied up in second homes and summer homes and vacation rentals. So with the housing crunch being what it is, our bread and butter in Lincoln County is really helping folks in landlord-tenant situations.
Blair, how does your team decide, you know, how to shift and move for your priorities? So when we think about what guides how you interpret the priorities and then deliver the services, is there a larger umbrella organization? Are you a part of that, or are you more boots on the ground? Can you give us some structural sort of overview?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. So there's legal aid was in essence set up by Congress quite a while ago. And there is a National Legal Services Corporation, which is a nonprofit that's funded by the federal government. And that nonprofit corporation, in turn, funds state organizations like Legal Aid Services of Oregon all around the country. So we are kind of part of a pyramid, in a sense. Hmm. And the federal government sets certain parameters about cases that we can and cannot do, as for those cases which we receive our funding through the federal government. The statewide organization sets basic parameters in terms of cases, and then it comes right down to the local level. And what we do is we reach out to community organizations, our community partners. We survey folks in the community and our client base and find out where the need is, where we feel that we can make the most difference, because we have fairly limited resources, so we really have to figure out how we can get the most bang for the buck. And when we take all that into account, that's how we wind up having our guidelines for the cases that we work on.
Oh, well, thank you very much for creating some context for us. Blair, let's go ahead and take our first break. We are talking to Blair Bobier, Legal Aid Services of Oregon. We'll be right back in just a moment. We are back on Lincoln County Connections. Blair Bobier is with us today, Legal Aid Services of Oregon. You know, Blair, I think we should talk about some of those specific pandemic protections, but maybe before we do that, Blair, if somebody is listening to us today, and they need legal services, and I got to be honest with you here, I'm not real familiar because I have never needed legal services per se. How does one begin? I mean, I've looked at your website. I see the services that are listed. Do you receive phone calls and discuss whether or not your programs are even in the scope of somebody's needs? How do we start?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Casey. So we are in this pandemic era where, unfortunately, it's restricting how we provide services and meet with clients, but we are still very much available. So typically, pre-pandemic, we have a storefront office right on Highway 101, and we're open to the public typically 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and people could call us, people could walk in off the street. When we are open to the public, we have a large selection of pamphlets and information and how-to kind of self-help information. When we're open to the public, which we aren't at the moment, folks could walk in and potentially talk to an attorney the same day they walk in. Our front office person has referrals to all different kinds of agencies in the community. Now what we are doing is, for the foreseeable future, we are mostly still open by phone, and our phone number is 541-265-5305, and that's how most folks reach us. We also are available by email, and I'll give that address a couple of times. It's a little tricky, but it's basically Lincoln Docs, so Lincoln like the county and D-O-C-S, short for documents, LincolnDocs@lasoregon.org. So we have a lot of people contacting us by email or telephone, and that's how we initiate things. And as you mentioned, we've got a website out there, which is OregonLawHelp.org. And at OregonLawHelp.org, people can find the same type of self-help information that we would have printed in our office. So folks who have access to a computer, and if they don't, they can access it at libraries. There's all sorts of information about landlord-tenant law, receiving public benefits, if people have problems with Social Security or the Oregon Health Plan or unemployment issues. Again, they can go to OregonLawHelp.org, download information, or they can call us or email us, and we can send them information. So that's how one would start the process of getting in touch with us or getting information.
Blair, that's very helpful. Thank you. And before we go to our next break, are there any common conceptions that legal aid may offer, but you don't? I mean, are there some, you know, I guess myths is not the most precise word, but if you do see anything that comes up, the things you don't do, what are those things?
Well, the main thing that we don't do are any criminal or traffic cases. That's you know, that's kind of the broad parameter of what we're prevented from doing. We don't do personal injury cases, so if someone has a car accident or if someone is injured in one way or another, that's something we refer to private attorneys as well. So if people call us up and they're real anxious to sue somebody, typically that's something that goes somewhere else. We take on folks who have issues with their landlords, if they're facing eviction, if they're not getting provided with heat or water, other essential services, there's a big hole in the roof that the landlord hasn't fixed. Those are the kind of things we help with, as well as looking at people, as I said, who are having issues with those benefits that basically come through the government.
Very good. Thank you, Blair. Blair Bobier, Legal Aid Services of Oregon. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back with Blair. Stay with us. Okay, we are back on Lincoln County Connections. With us today is Blair Bobier. Legal Aid Services of Oregon. If you're just joining us, we talked about some of the things Legal Aid Services provided during our wildfires. We also talked about how Legal Aid Services focuses on their mission and prioritizes. And we talked about how you can access these services and what are those common services. And Blair, with our time left, maybe you can highlight what the greatest need is right now and what Legal Aid is doing for that need.
Sure. Thank you, Casey. Well, I just once again want to let folks know that they can go to OregonLawHelp.org to get basic information or to contact Legal Aid in Newport. The number is 541-265-5305. Right now, Casey, we've been letting people know about how to protect themselves from eviction if they've been having problems paying the rent, because so many people have had their income restricted or just gone from the pandemic. And the most important thing for folks to know right now is that if they're having problems paying the rent, the most important thing they can do is apply for rental assistance and then get proof of their application of rental assistance to their landlord. And that can put the eviction process on hold. That's really the bottom line. There's a bunch of other information that is somewhat confusing because the eviction moratorium has been extended and then ran out and extended again, but if folks are having problems paying the rent, They should apply for emergency rental assistance. They can do that through Community Services Consortium, CSC. Folks in the community know what that is, and that's the most important thing they can do to protect themselves and contact us.
Blair, in my hand right now is a toolkit that I downloaded from your website, and this seems to be a helpful document. It's got those talking points for tenants. Is that something that would be good to review?
For folks who are potentially facing eviction, absolutely, as well as for agencies in the community who are going to help people who are in that situation.
Blair, when individuals are in these circumstances, any tips or recommendations, things, you know, other than you just mentioned, to prepare for, you know, in these circumstances?
Well, you know, that's a good question and a little tough one to answer in the abstract. But I think people should just always make sure that they have things in writing. That's always a good advice. People shouldn't sign things unless they really have read it and know what it says. And when folks are in places, if they're having issues, they can do an incredible amount of documentation with their smartphones. Take pictures, take videos. That's stuff that can be great proof of the conditions of what places look like. And ultimately, no one wants to go to court, but if it does happen that someone needs to go to court, someone taking pictures or videos on their phone can be evidence that can help them in the long run.
Blair, do we see commonly that these disputes or circumstances can be resolved outside of going to court? Is there mediation? It just feels like this could be a little bit scary. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so very often we can kind of cut things off at the pass when folks get a hold of us, and the idea is for people to get a hold of us as soon as they know that there's an issue.
Okay.
Unfortunately, far too often we get people who say, oh, you know, I got a 30-day eviction notice. I'm wondering if you can help me with it. And we say, okay, when is the 30 days up? And they'll say, well, that's tomorrow. And that's not the time to get a hold of us. As soon as someone gets paperwork and they don't know what it means, that's when they should get a hold of us.
Okay.
So the sooner people can get a hold of us, the better. And then we can potentially intervene on their behalf with their landlords. Maybe we can get things straightened out. Very often we can resolve things before we get anywhere near a courtroom. And once things do go to court in landlord-tenant cases, there is mandatory mediation. We've got some great mediators in the county. And I think that they maybe have somewhere around about a 75% success rate. So once folks march off to mediation, it just takes maybe a half hour of sitting down and hammering things out, and then everybody gets something out of the process, and no one has to go and sit in front of the judge.
Well, Blair, thank you so much for taking, these moments with us to talk about the work you're providing the community. And maybe you could take us out here with that last 30 seconds. Tell us where we can find you online. And I just appreciate so much the work that you do, Blair.
Well, I appreciate that, Casey. And yes, folks can find us once again at OregonLawHelp.org. They can call us directly at 541-265-5305. And otherwise, if people need to email us, it's Lincoln Docs, Lincoln like the county, DOCS, short for documents, at lasoregon.org.
All right. This is Casey Miller with Blair Beaubier. Thanks for listening to us today, and you out there, have a great day. We'll see you at the same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.